Lottie. In my dream, I'm trapped in a maze of hallways, and someone is screaming. With sudden clarity, I realize it is my mother who is in distress. I must go to her, help her, but I'm lost. I run and run, turning corner after corner, looking for a way to get to her, to help. But the hallway is unending, twisting and turning, taking me farther and farther away from her. I am startled awake, blinking into the darkness, my heart hammering in my chest. I hear something. At first, I think it is the wind battering shrilly against the window panes, but then the scream breaks free of the storm, becoming jagged and human. It is coming from downstairs in the belly of the house. I'm afraid to move out from under the covers, afraid to step into the dark. I inch the covers down and gaze up into the room. The windows are black, vibrating with the assault of the rain. The room is dark and menacing, the hulking outlines of furniture barely visible. There are footsteps out in the hall. The others have woken and are running toward whoever is in distress. I should join them, go find out what is happening, but a part of me is still inside the dream and I'm afraid, too afraid to move. Go, go, get up. I force myself to sit and switch on the light. The curtains are drawn, but I can see that it is still pitch black outside. Now there are murmurs from the hallway, low and urgent. Heart racing, I grab my bathrobe from the back of the chair and rush out to the hall to join them. I reach the landing at the same time as Stella. She's coming from the other side, the east wing. I pause, confused. Her hair is wet, and her face is twisted in fear. What was she doing in the east wing? Below us, the floor is streaked with wet footprints. The front door stands open, and the rain comes in at an angle, pounding on the flagstone. Hannah and Pradumna are already there, huddled around Betsy Martin. Is everything all right? I call out. When they turn to look at me, their faces are united in horror. Stella and I continue down the steps, running to join them. Betsy is bent over, gasping for breath. It's alarming to see her undone like this.
What's going on?
Stella barks. Her voice is low and hoarse. Betsy points to the open door, where the tent is barely visible through the downpour.